Renaissance Recall with Jim Miller is part of Grey Towers Productions.
Ha! Jamboree! Ha! Jamboree! Ho, you ring-tailed sailors coming up behind! Ha! Jamboree! Ho! Jamboree! Shall you keep your tailpiece warm? Now, me lads, be of good cheer.
Welcome back to Renaissance Recall! This is Jim Miller with Kristen Ehrlich, Trip, and Liam.
Hi.
And we've already started the breakout session with a licked eyebrow.
We did not. You do not have proof of that.
Well, and I'm taking photos to put on our newly discovered Instagram page.
Whoa. I want to also point out that Liam has pushed me out of the way, so he is now directly in front of the microphone.
I'm more important than you. I love you. I'm more important.
All right, I resign myself
to
this.
No. I'm the son of the mayor.
You are
son of the mayor.
You are, and
I'll be taking over your job in a couple of years.
That is good. That is good.
See, I told you he was going to join Fair.
You know what?
Oh no, I'm not.
Brianna and I have already been talking, and she plans on coming and wants you in garb.
No.
Oh wait.
Say that now.
Is Brianna the name of the soon-to-be new girlfriend?
Maybe-ish?
What is this maybe?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
All right.
Maybe.
Brianna, you heard it here.
Oh.
It's going to be amazing.
We're sorry about the evidence, Liam. I understand where you're coming from.
We're going to archive this for when your kids are 16.
I hate you.
You know, we're okay with that. That's fine.
Let
the hate flow. We normally do breakout sessions where we just talk about different things, like, you know,
like everything we've been talking about.
Everything we've been talking about, but this is the more relaxed. We're just joking around and talking about general things.
In my opinion, I feel like the Renaissance Fair, as a person who has to go every year, multiple times every year with his mother, when it is above 90 degrees. I feel like it should have more to do and like different shows, because it's the same shows every year. And when you've seen it, there's not really much to do and much to like come back for, except for like the like shops and stuff. Yeah. But
they actually swap out about 20 to 25% of the shows every year.
But from the mindset of a 16-year-old, right?
They're very similar.
Who's only getting dragged along because mom made him.
You're right.
And it's over 90 degrees.
You're right. Oh.
Like, let's step into Liam's oversized shoes for a moment. Okay?
What size?
10.5.
10.5?
10.5.
I'm 11 double wide.
So you won't fit in his shoes to begin with at all.
I won't fit in his shoes to begin with.
And they would be like clown squeakers on me. Because if you convert my foot size into men's foot size, it's a 5. Wide.
Well, Liam and I were talking about Renfair, and he was saying, all right, Dad, why should I go? And I said, Liam, I will answer this with one simple word. Cleavage.
Mm. I mean...
But you see, it's weird. It's weird people cleavage. I'm just going to say that. It's weird people cleavage.
Oh, gee, thanks, because it's my cleavage. Listen, if you want to be high class, it is clavage.
Sorry, clavage.
Oh, we're not going to get into the difference between boating and yachting. We're just not.
No. But 5 years from now, wait, you're 16? Yeah, so 5 years from now, it'll be cleavage and beer.
No.
I just got the look.
Yeah, you just got
Trip.
The look. Oh my gosh. Well, no, I mean, and
I did my math right. Okay.
16, 20, 21. Somebody get out some calculators. Anyway. But no, this is a good perspective. I mean, we have a lot of people who come to the fair every year for only like one thing or like two things, and then, you know, there's some people that
Or three beers.
Yeah.
Liam was actually a part of the groups, and I meant this with no offense, but when I was playing Bruno, I would focus on those people that were getting dragged and were going to make everybody else miserable.
Yeah.
And I would literally stand right next to them while they were entering the fair with their family just to give them a little bit of chunk. But
well, and see, now Liam doesn't realize this yet, but he will in a few short months, that he has made a egregious error. I now know what he looks like. And I will be able to spot him.
We still have to take a picture for this episode.
I've taken several.
Well, I meant like a group picture for this episode.
Das group photo?
Das group photo. We'll do it at the end.
It's selfie time!
Oh, I thought I'd let you know that the math was right.
The math is right.
Oh,
the math
was right. I'm getting better. All right, but
oh my God.
We're doing this with a phone. So, Jim, you have to move entirely.
I have to move entirely.
Entirely.
He has to move entirely.
Entirely.
This is hard.
No, it's no problem.
All right, very good. Here, move over.
Yeah, he just swings mine out of the way because who needs it?
Who needs what?
This thing.
Oh, that.
No, it's fine.
Why is there stain on your pants?
Bleach.
Bleach.
You're asking that now?
Yeah.
Chalk.
All right, so photo opportunity here.
It won't zoom in!
Well, it's zooming in
it's pretty zoomed in all the way.
I got it.
All right, we have expertise here. You stepped on the dog.
Jim, get shorter. And they all get shorter. Yay! Okay, we got it.
Oh, all right, there we are.
And meanwhile, the entire time, we're still recording.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Here, hold that.
Okay.
Let me point this thing back at your face.
Yay! So,
I gotta come up with more love songs.
More love songs.
To woo women with at the fair.
You are watching. Woo-hoo. Sorry, you are listening to Renaissance Recall. On today's episode, we will be talking to Mr. Mayor about his life as a mayor and how he became a mayor.
I think you need to use that as your intro. Like, that sounds way better than what you said.
We will also be discussing cleavage. Thank you for joining us.
Excuse me, can we have a word from our sponsor?
Oh. Shout out to our sponsor, Flex Tape. Flex Tape is a super strong adhesive that magically sticks onto anything and like stops leaks. It even works underwater.
Yay!
We are not owners of Flex Tape, and on top of that, we would allow you not to use Flex Tape, especially on cleavage, if we're discussing it during this episode.
Phil Swift, please sponsor us.
Or Flex Tape.
You owe us money, Phil.
You owe us money, Phil.
If we get a phone call from Flex Tape and they're like, hey, we'd like to sponsor you, I'm going to be like, okay.
Let's do it.
What do we get?
Oh my gosh, what do we get?
I want a hat.
A lifetime supply of Flex Tape.
I want a hat.
Made of Flex Tape.
Just a Flex Tape hat.
It's just Flex Tape hat. But no,
I can just really appreciate that the Flex Tape people make it possible to seal your Flex Tape roll back together so you don't get, like, sticky stuff just stuck all over the back of your Flex Tape when you're not using
it. To show you the power of Flex Tape, we sawed this boat in half and repaired it with only Flex Tape.
That's what happened to the ship in the middle of Staffordshire. No one had repaired it with the Flex Tape.
I think it's a couple hundred years off, huh?
Still, you can just say that somebody invented something, but call it like
Flex Tape.
No, you don't call it ye old Flex Tape. Like, make it like kind of old ish, so it's like old sounding, like
you can get there, Liam. I believe in you.
I don't know what to say.
Just keep brainstorming. It'll happen. You guys smell that? Liam's thinking.
Okay.
You couldn't see that, but I was waiting.
Master Bill sticky tape. Master Bill sticky paper.
Master Bill sticky paper.
That's a little close to different.
Master Bill. No. I don't know.
Master sawed the boat in half. Master, and we put it back together. With flexitape.
Flexitape?
That sounds Latin. Which would be appropriate for the period.
Flexitape sounds like a wonderful dessert. Like, doesn't that just sound decadent? Would you like some flexitape?
Sounds like flex taffy.
Like, it's sweet.
Like taffy made.
And it'll hold your boat together.
And it'll hold your boat together.
It'll saw your boat in half.
The tape itself will saw it. Yeah. Anyway, off of the flex tape. Oh,
I don't think we can come off the flex tape. It's just too sticky. Where are you getting all these hacky sacks from?
He keeps a collection.
I do.
I told you, I'm used to things just being beamed. Anyway,
you started it.
How?
So, and on top of that, we're thanking your lovely wife for allowing you to come out here and.
We're thanking his lovely wife for having a hobby of her own. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We met through that hobby.
Yeah.
They say do what you love and you will find the people that love you.
That works.
Yeah.
Anne and I met each other doing theater. And of all things, in a show titled She Loves Me.
That is perfect.
It is.
Trip, I'm wondering where the horseshoe covered in gold and blessed by some kind of Catholic saint is on your body, internal, external?
I do not know. I do not know.
Oh, because that's some serious serendipity on multiple different levels.
Oh, yeah. I asked her out, and she said no. A lot.
You too, huh?
Yeah. So finally I asked her if she'd like to go out waltzing at Glen Echo.
Oh.
And she said yes.
You doubled down.
I did.
And nice place and dancing?
Yeah. And she said yes, and that was the first. And then we went to the Maryland Renaissance Festival. I said I had a group of friends who were going to be going. And she said, sure, I'll go. And then I had to call a lot of friends because there was no group.
Oh, little lie.
So,
little gray lie.
It became reality.
And, he made it happen.
I made it happen, and it all worked well.
And we just found out that Trip has many friends.
I do.
He really doesn't.
That's the painfulness of youth. You get him back later on. It's okay. Actually, we did something similar with Kristen. She had a birthday party. She didn't know she was having a birthday party.
Those are the best type.
And we went down to Maryland Fair, and we actually had something like 20 people show up. And we had an ice cream cake and everything.
It was not an ice cream cake. It was a normal cake. And nobody brought forks.
So we all eat with our hands.
In a true Renaissance fashion.
Perfect.
Yes, including the brightly colored icing and all.
Excellent.
So, but here's the thing, is that I didn't realize that those people were there for my birthday until, like, days later. Because it was a beautiful fall day, and many, many of our friends and family just go to fair. And so anytime we're at fair, we may run into 10, 15, 20 people that we know. And so I didn't think anything of it.
Trip's getting to that point. When you show up at different like events or different fairs, suddenly you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? Nice to meet you. Da, da, da. Hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Da, 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 da. And you start going down the line.
What's scary is I will see people in normal clothing, and I know them, but I don't know how. And then it will be, wait, let me picture you with a snood and with a hoop skirt on, and that's who you are.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we had one person who literally didn't know who we were. We had just talked to them at fair, did not know who we were, and we were driving on our way home. And we went to a gas station, and the person got out of their car. They were still dressed in fair gear. We weren't. And they were just like, oh, have you guys seen the Virginia Renaissance Fair? And we're like,
yeah, we just saw you there.
We just saw you there. And they're like, and they're looking at our clothes, and they're looking at, and she spouted off a couple lines of her character that year, and I spouted off a couple lines for mine, and they were like, whoa.
Yes.
Like, yes, we wear regular clothes when we go home.
So what's always interesting to me, well, I do look very different in garb than I do in my day-to-day to begin with anyway.
Yeah, I'm armed.
But I also end up looking very, very young when I'm in garb.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll have people that really won't. I've had people from work that have come out to fair and, you know, oh, I was there and I was looking for you. We were there all day and I didn't see you.
I saw
which
you.
Could happen on a busy day. And so I'll start, you know, well, did you happen to see, you know, a girl who was wearing, you know, burgundy and had like a little teal on her skirt, had a lot of keys hanging out? Yeah, we saw her. That was me.
That was me.
And they'll, no. Yeah. I could show you the keys.
So Brianna, if you convince him to go to fair, he could be a whole new person. You could be a whole new person.
You can just mold him in the person you want him to be.
No. That's that. No. Don't do that.
Brianna, we got garb for you and garb for him.
Because then he wouldn't be going with mom.
He'd be going with the new future girlfriend.
New future possible pre-post girl.
At that point, it would be post-girlfriend.
Now, let's see. No, I need to send Brianna an email telling her to tune in to Renaissance Recall.
Suddenly, this just... I'm going to get an unfriend request from Liam. I wouldn't blame you, Liam.
Oh, we're going to get, a bad review on Yelp or something.
You should go check who unfollowed you on Instagram.
We're back down to 46.
30.
Oh. 36.
No, just 30.
Just 30?
Just 30.
That's terrible.
Oh, well, I mean, people follow our Facebook page. They don't know we have really Instagram yet, so we've been putting it out very slow.
Apparently, we didn't even know it was happening.
Wait a minute. On Instagram, somebody named Brianna just started following you.
No, she didn't.
Is that the ba-ding that ding. We all heard?
Something like... Let's see. Renaissance.
Is her last name Amazeballs?
Nope.
Okay. 31 followers, 3 following. So, but no, we're going to have it so that while we're recording at certain times, we're actually going to be trying to simulcast.
Yes.
But not in the finished product. live is a while away.
Live is a while away?
Live is a while away.
Live is interpretational.
Yes,
yes.
And divine. Oh, but has there been anything that's really surprised you at, like, VARF? Just, like, something just... Both of you.
Really surprised me. I find you discover that those crazy people who are the actors and actresses... have got PhDs in nuclear physics, are aerospace engineers, were instrumental in doing things with IT, and run computer labs for major corporations. You never know the individual behind the garb and the character. We've got many, many lawyers who are very high-powered lawyers as part of our cast.
Executive baristas.
Yes. We've got folks who are doctors, dentists.
Physical therapists.
Mm-hmm. Who get
high school music teachers.
High school music teacher.
Let's talk about the real heroes here.
You are absolutely correct. And an awful lot of high school, college students.
Oh, we just talked to Pat last episode.
Yeah.
And gosh, that woman is just amazing.
She is amazing.
Just a plethora of just joyous information and random answers and all these great stories. And... Oh,
she said she had a ball.
She did. We were up till like 11 o'clock at night.
You gave her a ball? That that's where all these hacky sacks came from. You invited a clown over to the studio, and now there's hacky sacks everywhere.
No, I actually do hacky sack.
Hacky sack. What are you holding? What are you about to throw?
Nothing.
I doubt you.
I've got nothing.
Yeah, you just set it down on your lap.
Yes, I did.
What is it?
It's a hacky sack.
That'll be like, what, the fourth one?
You have two in your head, plus the one in mine. That's three.
I'm assuming.
Liam, can you get that calculator back out again?
I'm assuming that you're holding out on me.
What am I calculating today?
How many hacky sacks are in the room?
Okay, so that's three.
Got it.
Three.
That's
you
four.
Can, you can
see,
juggle.
I told you there was another hacky one. Sack.
That's five.
I see a lot more. Oh, those and there are, my, are bags that have not been opened.
Those
over
are my there. Juggling balls.
There's so many jokes I can't
I
tell.
Know, and you're
nope.
right.
I know.
You are so right.
So,
just
Liam,
know that they're
is there
hilarious.
Something that you really, like, actually do enjoy about the fair? I mean,
is there anything that you actually really do enjoy?
Cheesecake on a stick is pretty dope.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay, no,
yeah.
I got, yeah, that's.
Do you know the Cheesecake on a Stick song?
I really don't want to. Because I know you, and you're just going to break out into song anyway, and I really don't.
I
know.
Am. I just, we were walking by the Cheesecake on a Stick place, and it was the first, they weren't even there yet. And someone said, oh, yes, they have Cheesecake on a Stick. And I yelled out, do you know the Cheesecake on a Stick song? And everybody was like, no. So I was required.
Go ahead.
So I came up with the Cheesecake on a Stick song. Cheesecake on a stick is gooey and really thick, and it tastes real yummy when it's in your tummy. Cheesecake on a stick.
Yay!
Now, that is the current incarnation. It had other incarnations earlier that sort of made it less desirable.
Yeah, I mean, there was a reggae version. I mean...
Wait, there was a reggae,
well, you
cheesecake?
Were the one reggae that, version? You were the one that came up with the reggae version.
No, I was not.
Yes, you were.
There was a reggae
you think
version.
I would come up with a reggae was... version? I think
no,
it was you.
Somebody else did. The song got popular
no.
in the other
day. It down, man.
No, absolutely not.
What? Throwing
I do not
sauce?
Reggae in public.
I don't want you to reggae.
You want Liam to reggae? What? I provided you with the hacky ammunition.
Let us do a play-by-play. Liam asked politely for a hacky sack. He then took the hacky sack, leaned back, and then threw it back at Kristen.
He just used puppy dog eyes. He was like, please, ma'am, may I please have a hacky sack?
Liam, we're good.
You have risen. Listen, meteorically in Jim's eyes. I just want
there,
you to know
there
that.
Is a film called, I believe it's called Lord of War. I want to say Nicolas Cage. And that one is chainmail. Do not chuck that at me.
I was going to show you this one.
That's pretty good.
Don't throw it at her because this is really hip. I'm going to throw it past your dad, not at your dad.
Well, you hit
that
dog.
Was a great catch.
You hit the
I'm so dog. Sorry, Roxy.
You hit the studio dinosaur.
Oh my god.
So anyway, there's this film, I believe it's called Lord of War. Oh, I think it has Nicolas Cage in it, some
hurts.
Kind of, you know, really big actor. And one of the very first lines of the film is don't get shot with your own merchandise. I have failed.
Oh, that's good. It didn't bounce.
No, I'm not giving you another one. You can take your puppy dog brown eyes back over to the couch. I trust you no more.
I would like to point out, but she said, I trust you no more, not I trust you not.
I trusted.
Whatever the... Oh! Oh! That's why. You just got the pop mic. And now Liam is throwing it at me. So he's neutralized the effect
yes,
of being
yes.
thrown
he is
at
not
himself.
Switzerland.
You
I'm
were
still
really...
not giving you.
He's not Switzerland. Switzerland doesn't
sack.
Throw the hacky sack at all.
The mayor wants no responsibility. Just to be loved.
So we were asking Liam what he likes about the fair besides cheesecake on a stick.
There are some really, really cool shops. I don't really remember them that well, but there were some.
But they were awesome.
There were some cool shops.
Did they have a theme?
There was like one that sold these like really really cool necklaces, and
it could be a couple places.
Yeah. The horse place, that was kind of cool. I wish there was like more shade provided.
Joust.
Yep.
Wish there was more shade provided and like.
Did you go last year?
Yeah.
They now have shade.
They have shaded bleachers.
They're I feel like there should be like more like drama with like real jousting and like people getting like knocked off horses.
Real jousting?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That is real jousting.
It is real jousting.
Yeah, but like they running at people with the giant like stick out and like.
It's called a lance. Hello.
If you've ever seen Knight's Tale, that's one of the biggest jokes you've got.
All right, Christian, that was so good.
The worst part is you're talking to a jouster.
Oh. See the picture?
Oh yeah, see you can see all the
squire. And actually, there's a picture of me as a knight on our refrigerator because mom made magnets when she was with us.
Yes.
And she sent them out to everybody.
What?
Oh. Now Kristen's got her eye on Liam.
Dog, this kid has given me a tick.
Oh, God.
This is power.
And that was power.
Do not abuse this power.
I kind of want to.
No. I should not abuse this power.
With great power comes great responsibility.
And occasionally large welts.
I will tell you one of the sad realities in this world. There are groups that get together and will share information that you do not want shared. This group goes by the name women. Somehow, Kristen will find Brianna.
Well, she's now following us on Instagram, so I have her handle.
And you, she will make you rue this day.
Rue this day.
You can use the tone of my voice to know it is not a good thing.
So here's what's going to happen. Next time Liam comes to fair, I'm just going to come running up. I'm going to say, oh, Liam, you have joined us this day.
Oh, Liam, son of mayor.
And oh, yes, Liam, son of mayor, because you now have title. Oh, and I have new headphones.
That is called bad headwork, Liam.
And then I will spot the lovely lady next to you.
I don't know if she's going to go, though. That's
and I'm
going to
be like, you must be Brianna.
What if it's Amanda?
And they it won't Amanda. Matter. Oh,
we know Amanda.
Damn.
So, and then I'll just let you wander and ponder and wonder. And it'll just sit in the back of your brain. Like, now she knows what the girl looks like, and she knows stuff about me that I don't want that girl to know.
I only pick on you a little bit and just let you go. I'm kind of a catch and release kind of guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I take you home, put you in the fish tank, give you just enough food to survive on, but not enough to thrive on.
She's not going to let you goldfish, man. She won't.
Hey. She hit my titty.
Great, there goes our explicit.
I'm Click. Sorry. No, please forgive that.
No, you're fine.
She hit my cleavage. Is that better? There we go.
With headphones.
No. There's a theme for you. It seems to be all like music, technology, like communication technology equipment seems to be your thing to throw.
Listen, he may not be as well developed as you are, but he's got decent pecs and his shirt's pretty tight. So
when Renaissance Recall has to build up enough money for therapy in the future. Oh, God.
So what I'm hearing is, Brianna, you have competition.
Hey,
No.
Oh, my gosh. But speaking of womanly competition, Your lovely lady, has she ever said anything in particular about fair? Other than you, her, other than
English, Jim, English.
She is grateful that it is something that I enjoy.
Yes.
And she does not have. She has got a lot of theater things that she's involved with, and quite honestly, can't make the time commitment. Mm.
It is a commitment.
It is a commitment. But at least she does enjoy it when she comes down.
She does. She does. She has a lot of fun with it. She usually tries to stay away from me as much as possible.
We all do.
I've had friends who come to the fair, and it's difficult for me because I look at it as I'm in a show and I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm always in the public eye, it's hard not to stay in character, mm-hmm. for me. And whenever I've got friends that show up, I always want to, you know, embrace them and talk with them. And it's just, it's difficult. So when Anne comes to the show, she usually tries to stay away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she likes seeing the entertainers, and I'm usually wandering around the fields or back in the forest or such.
Yeah.
Like we do.
So one of my primary responsibilities at my regular job is customer service.
Uh-huh.
And so when I get to fair, it's sort of an opportunity for me to allow all of those sarcastic comments in the back of my mind that go through my brain all day long as I'm talking to people, and I can't say it, and I get to fair, and that is my opportunity to just, whatever pops into my brain gets to come right out of my mouth. And so I've had a lot of coworkers that have come down and have seen me. And we all know that most of the characters I play are a little like, woohoo, a little crazy, a little nuts. And we'll get back to work and they'll be talking to each other about what they saw and kind of laughing back and forth and joking about it. And all I can do is kind of, you know, get in real close and be like, that's how I'm always, that's what I'm actually like. I just can't show it here. And so that to me kind of, It lets people sort of see a glimpse of my full personality in bloom when I don't get to show that normally. So, Jim? Mm.
What?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
I doubt that.
This does not involve a hacky sack. You're fine.
It does not.
This does not involve a hacky sack.
It involves a camera.
It involves nothing.
You're holding a camera.
I'm not holding
the camera.
He is
not.
Click? Did everybody else hear that click?
Nope.
I heard no beep beep click. No.
I didn't ask about a beep beep click.
Well, I didn't hear that either.
This is how the mayor stays out of trouble.
He tries so hard.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. But no, ow.
I saw that. You have witnesses.
Take him to court of love.
A hacky sack was hurled, too, at poor Jim by Kristen.
Randomly. Without provocation, I might add.
I would like to also point out that there was no provocation involved.
I would like to point out that this entire evening's recording session has been an endless stream of provocation.
I follow.
What does provocation mean?
Reason? Ish?
Good reason? Decent reason? Unconscious reason? Some kind of reason.
You got his hair!
We're just throwing hacky sex around and enjoying ourselves. Teamwork!
I would like to point out, Jim.
Yes?
That my pecs are developed differently than yours are.
So, Liam.
Yeah.
So... How's being, because we've met Amanda. Amanda's not been on the show, and she has not been on the cast for a couple years.
Yet. So,
We hope to have her back if she can. But what would you think about what she was doing when she became part of her?
I thought it was like a little weird because I mean I was okay with it because at that point she was still being mean to me, so I was like, okay, cool. She's gone for the weekend and she's not gonna be mean to me. But like, honestly, I missed her because it was dope, and because like she was my sister and we spent time together. But I feel like
you're doing fine.
Hey, it's your first time.
He grabbed that hacky sack. I'm going for a tissue, and I think he's paranoid.
Maybe just a little bit.
It could also be counted as experience.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh!
She's currently providing aid to the mascot of the show.
The 100-year-old geriatric mascot of the show.
Well, besides Amanda not doing Renfrew anymore, her being at college really sucks. I miss her. She's dope. I miss her. We have great conversations, except for when she's like FaceTimes me at 2 a.m. ranting to me about like something that happened. It's like it's usually
Stay
different
general.
Every single. No, it's usually different every single time.
Good.
But she called me a couple nights ago, ranting to me about how she like hasn't had real food in a while and how much she misses
because
it
because she's a college student.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, I can get behind that. I've seen like even at some of the most interesting cafeterias at colleges, it's like after a while it just feels like it's the same thing again and again and again. Well, if you want to, we can mess with Amanda. We can FaceTime her here.
I could. I'm honestly. I could, okay.
Oh, he can.
No, we both can. Go ahead.
I don't think she'll answer. But,
we're gonna record a FaceTime message on a radio on a podcast.
She might be out right now.
This could be interesting.
Yeah.
I just heard it on my headset.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
Well, hey. Hey, we're fine. Would you like to be part of a podcast?
Sure.
Good, because you are.
Oh, great.
Yep, it's all right. It's only audio.
Okay.
So, say something. Here, hold her up to the microphone.
Something.
Say something. Hi.
Hi.
She's teasing her hair.
I am.
I don't have any left. I gave it all to you.
Oh my god, when did you shave your head?
About a month or so ago.
Holy. Oh, that's right. Your podcasters don't know that you shaved your head.
No, they don't.
Dude.
And Kristen's crazy. On the other side, but she's feeding the puppy. Or she's medicating the puppy. And we're on the podcast. We actually have your dad and your brother on.
Hey! How are you? You straightened your hair! It looks nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I had a thing tonight, so I have to look nice.
Yeah, so. you're gonna have to listen to the podcast because your brother was actually highly complimentary.
Of what?
Of you.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he said you're dope.
I am dope.
And modest. Arguably.
You might want to swing her around, though, because I'm going to give the dog her eye drops.
You don't want to watch that.
No.
But yeah, once you get back in town, or if you come down to say hi to the fair, we're definitely going to have to get you around and say hi.
Absolutely.
Are you bringing anybody Absolutely. Down with you?
Have a treat.
Yeah, definitely.
And she is now.
She is now. What do we do well? Whoa. Peer pressure. Anyway. But we just wanted to call you and bug you.
Fair,
what'd you say? Nothing.
Huh? What?
Huh? What? Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, it's great to hear from you, dear. We poked Liam until he was willing to message. We poked Liam until he nice. was willing to message you.
Yeah, I heard. That's awesome.
I was forced into
Thanks
this.
Calling me.
We thought we changed the subject because we didn't want to go and keep talking about Brianna the whole time.
Oh.
Okay.
He'll talk to you about her later.
Yeah.
They both do it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What?
You both do the
yeah.
So is that your entire FaceTime conversation to each other normally? Is just
the
two
time,
of you
actually.
Staring at each other going,
I actually got that from her, actually.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
We're sitting there looking at Trip going, how did this happen? And Trip's like, no, they did it to each other. It's just, I was out of it. I wanted full words and sentences. And
Dad, I get to run the Churchill stairs tomorrow morning.
I am sorry to hear that. How did that come about? We're still on the podcast.
Sorry.
That's all right. So our listening audience wants to know what the Churchill stairs are.
What are the Churchill stairs?
This gigantic flight of stairs in
You can
Richmond.
Make it bigger than that. This is all audio. This huge, humongous.
Huge. They're terrible, and they're super, super steep.
They go on for miles.
Miles. And I have to do 10 sets of them tomorrow morning.
And why?
Because my captain said that if I still wanted to be on the team, I had to do something.
What team are you on?
The crew team.
Oh, the rowing?
Yes, rowing.
Yeah, rowing.
You didn't see that, but Jim was sitting in his recording office chair with fake oars.
No.
Just going, it's this thing!
Well, I knew what she meant when she said crew. I was like, no, okay. I mean, we're not talking about
really
the pit crew, and unless your college has NASCAR.
But we have our first regatta on Sunday. I doubt I'm going to be able to be in a boat for that, but still going to go.
Hey,
we'll see.
Participate until they aggregate.
Yeah, and I fell into the James on Friday morning.
Well, you're supposed to stay in the boat.
I know. But I was trying to get into one of the launches, and it just kind of moved away from the dock, and I fell in, and it was really cold, and my feet are still warming up. So.
That's pretty cold.
Several days later, I can feel my toes.
So what is the traditional good luck phrase or saying for someone who does crew?
Embrace the suck.
Embrace the suck.
Embrace the suck. Because it all sucks.
I've heard that from a lot of people.
I'm not saying that to her. Embrace the suck on Sunday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will pray for you, my child.
Oh, thanks.
Stay in the boat.
Really? I know if I'm in a boat.
Step one.
I'm going to the orthopedist on Tuesday, I think. So...
I'm a little concerned with you running the stairs if you're going to the orthopedist and you've got notification that you aren't to row or do anything athletic until then.
Yeah, we're going to see what happens.
We're going to be regretting this in a couple of years. I'm just letting you know.
Thanks, Liam.
Love you.
Love you, Mirren.
Family love.
Y'all suck. all right, I'm going to go because I'm hanging out with a friend. But thanks for calling me.
Love you.
Love you, too.
We all love you.
Yeah, I love you, too.
Thanks for being on our podcast. You should check it out on Instagram.
Oh, God.
Apparently, we have an Instagram account.
She didn't know we have an Instagram account.
Well, I'll have Liam send it to me.
There you go.
He can't. He unfollowed us.
Bye, Amanda.
There's a story.
Bye.
That's
Bye.
A great picture.
This has been the most interactive...
I must say that is the first time we have had a studio caller. A studio
we called them, so they'd be an acceptor.
It counts.
It still counts?
It still counts.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Trip, I am so glad you came down.
I've been the quietest one here. But I bring interesting people, and we can call in.
And well, I was going to say, you may have been the quietest one, but I think you were still the most interesting one. And look at the expression I just got from Liam. Ooh. I win! Point for me!
All right, I'm going to unfollow you again.
He's going to unfollow us twice. Hear that? And that's one thing we always like. We always sit there and look to Trip too, because you're so modest about what you do, and you do so much to like make people like feel comfortable to work with. So when you're like, no, I'm not that person, who we're all like, no, yeah, he is. And we have so much fun with you because you're so nice and relaxed, and you're so willing to try things. And
thank you. I appreciate that.
I know there's times where I just turn around and I'm just like, I've got nothing for this group of people that are walking in. And so it's like, Mr. Mayor! Like, my brain is shot, and you...
He always walks
bring
in at the right
time
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, timing
You're
is impeccable.
At the exact moment where I just... The brain shuts off, and it's gone for a vacation, and I'm just a costume with two legs sticking out, and I'm going...
Oh,
Mr. Mayor!
Jim, don't be modest. You have arms, too.
I thought there was going to be a ceasefire in the hacky sack war. I think that was a declaration. I think I need something heavier.
I think things were escalated there.
They tend to
We're
do
We're not
that.
Going to chainmail.
No, please, no chainmail.
Don't throw that.
I'm not going to throw the chainmail hacky sack.
Because you know
sack.
What's going to happen? It'll be the one time in your life that you miss. It's going to hit the window... It's going to go outside, and then you're going to have to buy a new window.
And then you're going to be yelling at me going, why didn't you hit me?
And as long as you're going to replace one window, you might as well just replace them all.
Hard no.
Oh.
Anyway. Oh, my gosh. So... Well, and we've really liked the way your character has come along and some of the comments and the jokes. I found some of my favorite ones where you pull yourself out and you get so eloquent and you get so relaxed with the queen and you're so over the top with just trying to like throw your what is the term I'm looking for? Like you're complimenting them. You're just like coating them in like
flattering?
Yeah, flattery. You just pull out this rosy flattery that just starts laying on, and then at a certain point you just kind of stop and you just start reaching a little bit beyond flattery to something random, and I start cracking up because you're just going on and on about these like wonderful lady nobles, and then you got to this one point you're like, and
stuff.
Your shoes. Like just this random like 90 degree turn in what you were talking about. And I was done. I'm sitting there supposed to be stoic. I'm walking around with Stacy last season, and I was going to be her protection for the day because we didn't have Yeoman. And so I'm walking around with her. And then you just said something to one of the female nobles, and I'm sitting there like... And if you can't see it on the thing, it's like my nose is flaring. I'm trying not to say anything. Like my lips are trying not to move. My face is like solidified. I was like, oh, God, that made me laugh so hard. Because you just went from this, oh, such beautiful hairs, and your beautiful shoes. And you just dropped down into the shoes. And everybody's just like, what?
Why not?
Why not? Oh.
It's a lot of fun at Fair.
It is.
Yes. I get to release a side of my brain that infrequently has a chance to come out.
Oh.
So it's good.
Is it not? When you really get into your character, that your character starts making decisions that you wouldn't do.
Oh, absolutely! But
yeah.
That's a choice. It's sort of okay. I got us here. You take
us the rest of the way.
You got the rest of the day. Have fun. When you get back to the car, you know, let me out, and I'll get us back home, and it'll all be good.
Oh, my gosh. What's our favorite line at the end of it? It's just like...
The beer is in
the
pickup
truck with the guns and the dog.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Because we all get stuck on the... And then we all get stuck on our accent.
We
and
do.
Chris will get... I actually got a phrase created by Chris... Because I didn't do it, which was put down the patron. Because we were on our way out the door, and I kept interacting, but I was trying to get them to go up the hill. And Chris was like, love your energy, love it, yeah, great shit, put down the patron. And I'm just like, okay. But that was like 3 or 4 years ago. And then like last year, I heard it again because somebody was still trying to get people out the door but entertain them, and it was like, put down the patron.
Let them go.
Let them go. Because
I think we're all guilty. We get into it, and it's our fun. Where the patrons are, we know because we have egos that the patrons are there to see us. It's all about us.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, no, we have a good time. We've got good people to hang out with and spend time with.
We do.
We joke around, have a good time. We've got auditions coming up.
We do. Next Saturday.
Next Saturday, which is March...
March 30th.
March 30th.
At 9:30.
It's a new location.
It is a new location. And if you give me just a second, I can pull up all that information.
It is...
Because
It's in Stafford.
It is.
Let's see.
It used to be called the England Run Library. They have rechristened it.
What's it called now?
That's what I'm looking for.
Something starts with an H, like the Howell Branch or something along those lines.
Spring is upon us! Auditions for the 2019 Virginia Renaissance Faircast will be held Saturday, March 30th from 9:30 until 12 noon at the Howell Branch of the Central Rappahannock!
What is this Rappahannock?
Rappahannock! It's late. It is very late.
You know, I'm so glad that English is my second language. I just really wish I had a first.
Right, so anyway... Saturday, March 30th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the Howell Branch of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in Stafford, Virginia, right off of Route 17. No appointment necessary. Come with a short monologue or story and dress to move, or, you know, just swing by and drop off your library books.
It worked for me.
Or show up with somebody who's trying out and accidentally get bullied into doing it anyway.
If you would like more information, feel free to email comeplay@varf.org.
Oh, and also you can check out all the information on VARF's website, which is varf.org. That's varf.org.
Or their Facebook page. Virginia Renaissance Fair. Which they have, and everybody knew it.
Be that as it may. If you get a chance to, please come out and check us out on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, which we're going to be boosting up more social media comments from our Facebook.
Because
we have that now. And we're going to thank again, we're going to thank Trip, and we're going to thank Liam, and as Kristen, who I may or may not thank in this episode. No, I got to thank her. She's too much fun. And,
you're welcome.
And if you'd also...
everything.
Oh, God.
And it, then some.
If you'd also go on iTunes or any of your podcasting apps or podcasting services and give us a like, give us a reminder, or give us a... Oh, what's it called?
And for God's sakes, follow us on Instagram.
Oh, God. And give us a review, and then we can go from there, and we could try to make the podcast more to your liking from your reviews and your decisions. So go ahead and give us a call on those, or give us a check out, and keep listening to us at Renaissance Recall. And we look forward to seeing you in the past. Help us bring history to life. Come out and play with us. Thank you for listening, and please come back for next time.
Ha! Jamboree! Ha! Jamboree! Ha! You ring-tailed sailors coming out behind! Ha! Jamboree! Ha! Jamboree. Jenny, keep your tailpiece warm. Now, me lads, be of good cheer, for Lundy's Isle, it holds quite near, so it's way down below, and stow your gear. Jenny, keep your tailpiece warm. Ha! Jamboree, ha! Jamboree, ha! Your ringtail sailors coming up behind. Ha! Jamboree, ha! Jamboree, to keep your tailpiece warm. Hartland Point's coming up in sight, on the port bow, sitting Lundy's light. We'll be stoking up some fires tonight. Jenny, keep your tailpiece warm. Ha! Jamboree, ha! Jamboree, ha! Your ringtail sailors coming up behind. Ha! Jamboree, ha! Jamboree, Jenny, keep your tailpiece warm. Pilot cutters coming up ahead. There'll be no more horse meat or hardtack bread. Tonight we'll sleep in your feather bed. Jenny, keep your tailpiece warm. Ha! Jamboree, ha! Jamboree, ha! Your ringtail sailors coming up behind. Ha! Jamboree, ha! Jamboree, Jenny, keep your tailpiece warm. We'll make port by the end of day. We can see the girls standing on the quay. And as we leave, we'll be getting our pay. So, Jenny, keep your tailpiece warm. Ho! Jamboree! Ho! Jamboree! Ho! Your ringtail sailors coming up behind. Ho! Jamboree! Ho! Jamboree! Jenny, keep your tailpiece warm. Several weeks on shore, but a sailor lad, he must roam forevermore. So it's fare thee well to me, Liverpool whore. Jenny, keep your tailpiece warm.
Come on!
Ho! Jamboree, ho! Jamboree, ho! Your ringtail sailors coming up behind. Ho! Jamboree, ho! Jamboree, Jenny, keep your tailpiece warm.
Look at me then!
Jamboree, ho! Jamboree, ho! Your ringtail sailors coming up behind. Ho! Jamboree, ho! Jamboree, Jenny, keep your tailpiece warm.
One, two, three, four!
Ho! Jamboree, ho! Jamboree, ho! Your ringtail sailors coming up behind. Ho! Jamboree, ho! Jamboree, Jenny, keep your tailpiece. Jenny, keep your tailpiece. Jenny, keep your tailpiece warm.
Of course! Hey, naughty, naughty!
Welcome to our newest segment, Ask an Amnesiac, for all that knowledge from someone who's never known what he's talking about.
Cheerio, Bruno.
Cheerio.
This is an English way of saying hello.
No, that's good morrow, or good day, or good something.
Then say good cheerio.
Good cheerio. Good cheerio. That sounds like someone I know from down in the stables.
It probably does.
Oh.
I thought that maybe teaching you a new way to say hello would help jog your memory a bit.
You do understand what my last part of my name means? The other part besides lost? Said that I'm an amnesiac?
I do, Bruno, but we must never give up hope.
Who are we giving hope up to?
No one. Hope is staying right here with us.
Oh, who's Hope?
She lives inside of us.
Ouch.
No. She likes being there. She's very small.
So you're saying there's someone inside my body named Hope?
Sort of, yes.
Hello, Hope!
That was so sweet of you. I'm sure she very much enjoyed that.
Oh. It depends on where she is, I guess.
This would be very true.
Now, so
let's move on to
our
question.
Oh, you have a question for me?
I do, and so do our listeners.
Where are they?
They are out in the great beyond.
Beyond what?
Staffordshire.
Oh, that's a lot of places. So, yeah, I guess they can be out
there.
They
are very many places. But they have many questions. And the one I thought we would answer today is, what is the best drink in the village?
The best drink in the village. Well, there is a lot of drinks in the village. Now, well, there's one that I like a lot, and it's made from some kind of odd vegetable fruit from the other side. It's from a long way away, and they squeeze it, and then they add water, and then they add this thing, ice. It's crushed up ice from a lake somewhere, and it's very, very sweet, and it's very, very, very tart, and it makes me pucker like woof. And it was really uncomfortable, but it tastes very good, and it's very nice on a hot day. They call it lemonade.
Oh, yes, lemonade. Bruno.
No, it's an aid to no one. It's a nod.
Well, it's an aid to you. You were very thirsty, and then you drank it, and you weren't.
But then it makes my face pucker, so it's very difficult to call it an aid of helpfulness.
Well, you can't have everything now, can you?
I'm sorry, I'm not exactly sure why I did that. It just seems so natural.
Me neither. Please just go ahead and answer the rest of the question.
Well, they also have things where they take flavor, they crush up flavor into really small bits, and they mix it with the ice, and they crush it up even smaller until it becomes like a paste. And that's very nice. They call it a pina colada.
Oh, yes,
very nice, but the problem is very cold. And if you drink it to taste it, you drink it very fast, and it makes your head hurt.
Like a lot. Yes, I've experienced this. I think they call it a brain freeze.
And whatever it is, the barber surgeon can't solve it without opening up your head. So I kind of avoid drinking that. Then there's the tavern, but I don't drink anything in there because that makes me feel a little funny. And I'm already lost and can't remember myself. So it makes some of the people very, very understandable. But it is not for me.
That's a solid point there.
Then there's the winery. And the winery does amazing things. But again, it also makes me feel a little lost. So I'll try not to. And then there's the fruit juice winery.